the beloved, the divine that is here every moment. Now this moment, and there's only one moment, appears in different forms. This moment happens to be beautiful externally, beautiful surroundings, wonderful people. So it's a little bit easier, as we sit here, to enter the state of allowing. There might maybe moments that appear not good on the surface, not good in little ways or big ways. You miss a bus or a plane, something little, or something major happens, some breakdown in your life, some loss. What happens then, usually, resistance comes up, not a deep no to what is. That is the reactivity of the little me, the mind-made sense of self, the story. It gets stronger. The deeper the no is to this moment, and when a challenge comes, the no can become very intense, and that, of course, is pain, is suffering. The stronger the no, the deeper the challenge, the stronger the reactive no. And what I call the little me, which is a mind-made image of who I am, based on my past, things that happened to me. Not only that, more importantly, based on an interpretation of those things that happened to me. So the things that happened to me, together with an mental interpretation of those events and people from my past, over the years, an image forms in the head. Me. I. And there's a story, of course, that is an intrinsic part of the image of me. So everybody lives in that work of fiction created by the mind, and the me is the main protagonist in that work of fiction. It may be a big drama, it may be a tragic comedy, a mixture. So, being trapped in a sense of identity that is very small, my past, my story, which needs to be continuously revived mentally, and the little me lives in resistance to what is, because the artificial, the fictitious nature of that entity cannot be sustained except in the state of resistance to now or denial of now. Every life story, the little me story, is ultimately unsatisfactory. It is not satisfying. Anybody who sits here, if you look at the story of me, it didn't quite work out the way it should have. That's not how I imagined my life to be. It It looks as if something had failed, it had gone wrong, something along the way. That shouldn't have happened like that. That wasn't meant to happen. So to discover this element of unsatisfactoriness in the story of me, always. However, if there is a little me sitting here, and there may be one or two who are thinking at this moment, he may be talking about everybody else, but I'm okay. Because I've just found the ideal partner, I've just fallen in love, and the story has now come to a satisfying conclusion. So the little me says, okay, he's wrong about me, but he may be right about everybody else. My story is actually fine, the happy ending is there. Or you just got the dream job, or you just won $5 million in the lottery, and then the little me says, this is it. If that's the case, we'll meet again here next year. You will have returned by then from the honeymoon. The fiction that there can be a satisfying end to the story of me is upheld, of course, by the media and all those things that you watch on TV and in cinemas. And the end of most films tells you, yes, there is such a thing as an end, a satisfying end to the little me.